where the distribution company actually becomes a record store. It's a pop-up store. There you go.
That's like the way forward.
That's I guess that's the new word for it. Yeah. So that's what we're doing. We're popping up.
When did you start downtown? 1961.
1991.
Yeah. What were you doing before that?
Before that, I was a stay-at-home mom, and then I worked for another distributor, and then I started my own company. I was working for a distributor from England, Record Imports at the time. And then he didn't work out. He bankrupted the company in England, so I just continued it in America. And what I did was we were only working on American music to distribute worldwide, and that was the focus. We didn't do any imports, and it was straight up mostly New York house, Chicago house, Detroit, techno at the time with Carl Craig coming out, and Jeff Mills was just starting his labels in Detroit, and that's how it started. And it started at 161 Hudson Street. And we had a studio up there, a music studio, where Comix was mixing records, and we had James Branton at 111 East up there, and there were just all kinds of people that were always in the studio, and it was a fantastic vibe going on. And then it just evolved and evolved into a worldwide distribution.
Downtown, you know, from all my experiences with the stores that I've worked with, downtown was always like the one place you got domestic house music.
Well, that's why we specialized. That's what we did. All the other distributors had everything. They had imports, they had rock, they had hip hop. We specialized in house with a little techno, but that's what we always specialized.
When you started, you were just by yourself, right?
I was all alone in a little room about 6 by 8 feet. That's what it was. They called it the cell. I had no windows and a desk.
And when did Judy come on board?
Judy came in about 3 years later.
How did you guys meet?
Well, I knew her because I was buying, and I used to, you know, it was my company, so I was doing all the buying, and Judy worked for New Groove at the time, and that was a really strong house label in New York, so I dealt with her, and then New Groove went under, and she asked me if I wanted her, and I certainly did, and we've been together since.
You guys are like two peas in a pod.
That's right, right.
My two moms here every day, they come in, both of them.
Yeah.
So over the years, what have been some of like your favorite things put out? Like what are some of the more memorable?
Well, it was always about downtown. Was always about relationships and having a friendship, not only a business but a friendship with the producers who had their labels. Like Carrie Chandler was like one of my first records that I put out. And, you know, still till today, I just put out another Carrie record this week. So we've been friends for 22 years that the company is in existence, and we're always working together. And I have that relationship with whatever label is around that I'm dealing with, we have that relationship. Unfortunately, because vinyl has taken a downward turn because of technology and the download, those labels aren't around any longer. So it's saying goodbye to a whole life the way it was, and now there's a new way.
You know, we adapt.
No, you can't adapt. You can't go backwards.
Keep on going.
Well, you go until you can't. You know, and then if you don't adapt and change accordingly, you have to go away like the dinosaur. But that's okay. You had a great time. You have to look at the good things that were. And while we were in there at the best time, I mean, you couldn't have asked for anything better. I mean, it was a great time. You know, having relationships with the store. Vinyl Mania was my first shop that I sold to. And he's still, my friend, he's still selling, you know, he's still buying and selling, and it remains a friendship.
It's very different from like most of like the major kind of label things. You know, most major labels, it's just like, it's just all numbers.
We're an independent, it's about relationships, it's about friendship. that's what I think with the downloading and the new kind of music, the way people get it, it misses that dimension. It misses the relationship dimension. You never get to see the people. You never get to, you do occasionally, but day to day, you just don't meet them anymore. And that's a sad part. I think that young people that don't go through that now will miss an important part of living, which is to make a friend in business, not just typing back and forth or Skyping or this, to actually sit down and feel a person's presence. It's an important part of life. And I feel sorry for you guys that you're not going to get it. Unless you change it again. Do it.
Yeah, I think we're trying.
Change it.
It's certainly like nights like tonight, it's, you know.
Yeah, but you're taking like, you know, you're like almost going back in time by doing this.
Time machine action.
This is a little time machine, that's right. That's what it is. It's going back with.
Oh, okay. How did you get into the music business?
Oh, goodness. I was in the fashion business first, and I was into fashion first, and when I was younger, and then I sold my store. I had a women's clothing boutique. And I sold it, and it didn't work for a little while because I had little children. So I had two little children. I didn't work for about 2 years. And then I was looking for a part-time job in the area where I lived, and I found a job working for a music distributor. And I was just working part-time because I answered an ad in a newspaper, and they needed a part-time worker. And I said, okay, I like music. I'll answer the ad. And 22 years later, here I am. But, you know, it evolved. It was a part-time job. It became a full-time job. He wouldn't give me what I felt I deserved. So I started my own company and put him out of business.
What was the first record that you bought on your own? Like, what was the first piece of music?
Mine, personally, was a 45 record. And it was Frankie Avalon, Venus. It's a cha-cha.
What about now? Do you keep any records at home? Or?
Oh, not too many. I mean, if I buy any, I'll buy, which was the last one I bought I liked? Nirvana. I used to like listening to them. Yeah. And that was about the newest one. Black Eyed Peas, I kind of like.
So what is music to you? What, you know, what does music mean to you?
Music to me is fun. I think you should have fun listening to music, and it could be relaxing, but for me personally, I think of music as fun, and it should make me feel happy. It should lift me up.
Any songs in particular that you associate with some of your best memories?
I always loved disco because it was an extremely happy time for me in the 70s and the 80s and getting new when the English music was coming into America. You know, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and the Who and Elton John and all of those old school things. That was my time of music. And so I always find that fun because that's a young memory. And so it makes you happy because you could think of, have a song and say, oh, wow, that was a great time.
And would you say working here at downtown or running downtown, it's been a great time?
It's been a great time. It's been, you know, a highlight of my life, one of them.
Is there anything else you could envision yourself doing? Or?
An astronaut? No, I don't know.
So it's vinyl.
I think after this, it'll probably be the end. Maybe management.
Yeah.
Maybe working with artists or producers and things like that on a personal level. Only because that's what I like to do and that's what I know how to do. So if you find something that you like, I like to nurture it and grow with it and, you know, see where it could take. where it could go.
Very cool.
Okay.